Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Rosie Revere, Engineer by Andrea Beattie, illustrated by David Roberts. This is the story of Rosie Revere, who dreamed of becoming a great engineer. In Leela Greer's classroom at Blue River Creek, young Rosie sat shyly, not daring to speak. You say you shy sometimes, but I don't know about that.
I'm not shy.
Not really.
I am shy of different people.
Oh, okay. But when no one saw her, she peeked in the trash for treasures to add to her engineer's stash. And late at night, Rosie rolled up her sleeves and built in her hideaway under the eaves. And she's looking for stuff, for treasure.
What's for treasure?
Because she's going to build something.
What's
alone in her attic, the moon high above, dear Rosie made gadgets and gizmos she loved. And when she grew sleepy, she hid her machines far under the bed where they'd never be seen. She made all of this stuff on this page.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When Rosie was young, she had not been so shy. She worked with her hair swooped over one eye and made fine inventions for uncles and aunts, a hot dog dispenser, and helium pants. She made pants that look like a balloon.
Ah.
And that made you fly.
That's funny. I fell out on the
The uncle she loved most was Zookeeper Fred. She made him a hat to keep snakes off his head from parts of a fan and some cheddar cheese spray, which everyone knows keeps pythons away.
Cheddar cheese spray
is cheese that sprays out of a can.
And what is that standing on the ground?
It's a snake.
And
when it was finished, young Rosie was proud, but Fred slapped his knee and he chuckled out loud. He laughed till he wheezed and his eyes filled with tears. All the horror of Rosie Revere. All to the horror of Rosie Revere, who stood there embarrassed, perplexed, and dismayed. She looked at the cheese hat and then looked away. I love it, Fred hooted. Oh, truly I do. But Rosie Revere knew that could not be true. She stuck the cheese hat on the back of her shelf, and after that day, kept her dreams to herself. All because Uncle Fred laughed at her. She made this for Uncle Fred, and he laughed.
What?
That Uncle Fred.
I didn't see that.
That Uncle Fred was laughing at her. That's not nice. And that's what made her shy. And that's how it went until one autumn day. Her oldest relation showed up for a stay. Her great-great-aunt Rose was a true dynamo who worked building airplanes a long time ago. She told Rosie tales of things she had done and goals she had checked off her list one by one. She gave a sad smile as she looked to the sky.
Mommy, I have to ask something.
Let me finish this page. The only thrill left on my list is to fly. But time never lingers as long as it seems. I'll chalk that one up to an old lady's dreams. Okay. That's Rosie's auntie.
That looks like Rosie's auntie. He's like just my grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You wanted to tell me something. What do you want to tell me?
I'm telling you that.
Oh, okay. That night, as Rosie lay wide-eyed in bed, a daring idea crept into her head. Could she build a gizmo to help her aunt fly? She looked at the cheese head and said, no, not I. But questions are tricky, and some hold on tight. And this one kept Rosie awake through the night. So when dawn approached and red streaks lit the sky, young Rosie knew just how to make her aunt fly. She's laying in bed like you. Yep. She worked and she worked till the day was half gone, then hauled her cheese copter out onto the lawn to give her invention a test just to see the ridiculous flop it might turn out to be. Whoa. Strapped into the cockpit, she flipped on the switch. The Helio cheese copter sputtered and twitched. It floated a moment and whirled round and round, then froze for a heartbeat and crashed to the ground.
How did it crash to the ground?
It stopped working and stopped flying. Then Rosie heard laughter and turned around to see the old woman laughing and slapping her knee. She laughed till she wheezed and her eyes filled with tears, all to the horror of Rosie and Bear. Who thought? Oh no, never. Not ever again will I try to build something to sputter or spin, or build with a lever, a switch, or a gear, and never will I be a great engineer.
It's fine, Mommy. I didn't see that page.
Oh, you didn't see that page. She turned around to leave, but then great-great-aunt Rose grabbed hold of young Rosie and pulled her in close and hugged her and kissed her and started to cry. You did it! Hooray! It's the perfect first try. This great flop is over. It's time for the next. Young Rosie was baffled, embarrassed, perplexed. I failed, said Rosie. It's just made of trash. Didn't you see it? The cheese copter crashed. Yes, said Great Aunt. It crashed. That is true. But first, it did just what it needed to do. Before it crashed, Rosie.
Mommy.
Before it crashed, Rosie.
Wait, Mama.
Let me finish. Before it crashed, Rosie. Before that, it flew. Auntie is giving her hugs and kisses because Rosie was sad. Yes. What would you like to add?
When you was holding it, the book was coming apart on your front.
I know, it comes off sometimes. Your brilliant first flop was a raging success. Come on, let's get busy. On to the next. She handed a notebook to Rosie Revere, who smiled at her aunt as it all became clear. Life might have its failures, but this was not it. The only true failure can come if you wait. So Rosie has a notebook like you. And she writes down her ideas. It's right here.
I can't see the notebook.
Really. It's orange.
I
see. When I'm finished the book, it's going to be time for your rest, okay? They worked till the sun
sneaked. You're almost done.
Yes. They worked till the sun sneaked away to its bed. Aunt Rosie tied her headscarf around Rosie's head and sent her to sleep with a smile ear to ear to dream the bold dreams of a great engineer.
Mom?
Yes?
What time am I done resting?
It's only going to be a short rest because it's late. So, just a short rest.
Like, how How many minutes do I have to sleep?
I'll let you know. Let me finish the book, okay?
And then you gonna tell me how many?
Yes. At Blue River Creek, all the kids in grade 2 build gizmos and gadgets and doohickeys too. With each perfect failure, they all stand and cheer, but none quite as proud as Rosie Revere. That's Rosie in the corner. That's Ada Twist down here. That's Iggy Peck over there. Where's the other boy? Is he in this book? I think it's him, but I don't remember his name. Something Slater Illustrator. I can't think of his name.
Slater Illustrator.
That's his last name is Slater. Oh, it's older. Aaron. Aaron Slater Illustrator.
Aaron Slater Illustrator.
Yep, and that's the end. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.